Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, congratulations on three more points in league play last night. A great team effort by your group.
Thanks, Kelly. It was, no question. Certainly a great performance by Aaron Dieters in goal. But, you know, just collectively, defensively, to hold them to 20 shots in their own rink, and that included, I think, four power plays that they had. And then on the other hand, offensively, we were able to get 51 shots on their goal. So just all in all, I thought it was just a real solid team performance, and then hopefully we can duplicate it again today.
Your team, you mentioned, outshot St. Cloud State 51-20. That's four consecutive games that your team has outshot its opponents. What do you credit that to?
You know what? Players are playing hard. You know, we worked a lot. We've been working a lot on possessing the puck and you know creating things with our rush offense. And then once the puck's in the zone, spent a lot of time working on our cycle game and getting all five of the players active. In other words, it's not three forwards down low and two defensemen just standing at the blue line. You know, the defense are really active, and they'll get down in the play, and you'll see some high scissors play. And we try to go east-west, low-high right away. And it's just, you know, just a combination of all those things is allowing us to get pucks to the net. But, again, every game is different, and you know, the challenge will be to go out and see if we can do it again today.
You mentioned Aaron Dieters. She had 20 saves last night, her fourth career shutout, and here close to her hometown. How hard is it to come out in front of that many friends and family and not feel that pressure?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask Dees, but I tell you what, she's having a lot of fun right now. She's got a lot of confidence. She's just had a big smile on her face all weekend. I mean, obviously, you know, I think this is pretty special for her to come back home and to play in this rink where she played a lot of her high school games. And, you know, she hasn't had a chance, you know, in her four previous years. Obviously, she redshirted her first year, and then we had Brittany Mowat. So, you know, she just never had the opportunity. So she's definitely relishing the opportunity, and she took advantage of it last night. And again, she's just playing with a lot of confidence. So it's fun to see.
On special teams, your penalty kill, 4-for-4 last night with two shorthanded shots on net and good quality shots, I might add. What has been the key to that penalty kill this season?
Well, they, you know, I think their motto is they want to outwork the power play, and they've done a great job of that. All the killer are pretty experienced. Certainly, the freshmen that are out there are more often than not on the defensive side. And Claire DeGeorge, we used her early on. We didn't use her last night. So it's, you know, a culmination of veterans. You know, they've got a good scheme. They work extremely hard. And you know, the big thing was, they did not gain any momentum from their power play. We actually gained momentum from our penalty kill. That's a credit to our killers.
How much do you have to adjust your special teams on Olympic size ice?
Well, certainly it's a factor. You know, I think the biggest thing penalty killing is you can't be too aggressive and you can't get too far out because there's so much ice behind you with gaps. So it really is a matter of positioning and good sticks and communicating and being active, you know, being quick and stopping and starting. And you know, they do a great job. On the other side, power play, again, you got to move the puck quickly. You can't, you know, I think St. Cloud's penalty kill right now is on a roll. They've killed off, you know, I think their last 17, 18 consecutive. So our power play needs to move the puck a lot quicker. And if they do, I think we can create some chances.
Going back to your scoring last night, Emily Berglund, her goal came with 3.5 seconds left in that second period. How much did that change the momentum?
Oh, it was huge. You know, we had been all over them, and you know, to go into the third period 0-0, I mean, if I'm in their locker room, hey, you're one shot away. I mean, your goalie's playing fantastic. You know, I mean, it's to be in that spot, you know, for them would have been outstanding. So for us to score that late certainly would, you know, had to affect them too. But it just gave us a lift. It's like, all right, we got one, and now, you know, let's just get out there and play our game. And you know, we went out in the third, and you know, fortunately for us, Aaron Dieters came up with a huge save early in that period, which I think definitely was a game changer. And you know, a little while later, Paige Beebe scores, and that was obviously big.
It was also a physical game last night. I know a couple players on each team got a little dinged up. Who's in and who's out of the lineup for you guys tonight?
Well, Summer will be out. Will be out of tonight's game, and Sylvia's in on up front, and then we're going to put Careworth in on defense.
51 of 72 shots last night were on target. I know you're always talking about getting those shots on target. How important is that, especially against a good goaltender?
Well, anytime you hit the net, there's always the opportunity for a rebound, and I think you saw that last night. You know, I don't know, I can't give you an exact number, but I know we had at least 10 rebound opportunities that were the result of the initial shot hitting the net. Abby Hluska had a great chance in that first period that their goaltender robbed her on a rebound. And so that, it's important, you know, getting pucks to the net, putting pucks into her pads, you know, that's going to create rebounds. And then I thought our group did a great job of getting there to find those rebounds. And now tonight we need to do a little better job of getting to the blue paint, stopping, not skating past it, and seeing if we can't have a little bit more success finding those rebounds.
Besides playing like you did last night and with the same intensity, what are some of the other keys to a win here tonight?
Well, I think it's really important. We come out the first 10 minutes. You know, we want to push the pace, kind of set the tempo similar to what we did last night. You know, we need to do a little better job in our end, you know, covering up the high slot area, the watching where their F3 is. I think that's going to be really important. But, and again, getting pucks to the net, kind of similar to what we did yesterday, and being a little bit more tenacious on the rebounds. But really, the key is going back to the last night's key. We need to outwork, and we need to outcompete St. Cloud.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thank you.